It is now time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. As we say, good evening, good night. How are you doing? The man in the spotlight, Mr. Sluggy Dan.
Manners and respect. Good evening. Welcome to the nation's number one show on the nation's number one station, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, powered by the National Transformation Initiative. And Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme will be hitting the road soon. We will be hitting the road soon. I know lots of you all out there loving the show, loving the vibes. I want you all to call us up and tell us where you want us to come first. Tell us where you want our first stop to be. Call for the crop over season throughout July. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme is coming on the road. So call us up. 434-1790. Also, let me know how you feeling the voice for the season so far, man. Today we are going to talk about Bajan dialect and language. You all hear me? Knowing Bajan dialect. Wanna hear me? Today we're going to talk about Bajan dialect and language and history. Before we do that, I'm going to take just about 7 minutes to let my good buddy, Roderick Bress, just tell Barbados, tell the world why sports psychology is so important, and make his pitch. For that, he's a wonderful and awesome young man, and Ollie and I thought that he's extremely creative in the way he delivers his messages, and he's very thoughtful and intelligent as well, you know, and we seek to celebrate those things, you know, like youngsters are not only good if they're singing and jumping up, you know what I mean? We have the youngsters that are talented in various different talents. And then after that, we have a linguist that we're going to take some time talking to, because Ollie and I don't want to just leave it up to our interpretation, our own knowledge, because you know history could be also his story. We don't want it to be that. So we're bringing in a linguist, a qualified linguist, and a PhD candidate to break down language and its origins, and language and history behind the languages in the Caribbean, and then the history behind the language in Barbados, our dialect, where our dialect comes from, where it derived from, its origins, what languages did we speak before. So he's going to give you a history of language that it seeks to Barbados, and he's a PhD candidate, and I'm sure he's going to pass. So I just want to thank Tony for coming on Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Good evening, Roderick Best. Before we get to this punka, good evening, Mr. Roderick Best, and good evening, Vogue E. Tatum. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Yes. We're getting one good that we're talking about. No, Mr. Best, Roderick.
You getting me good?
Good, yes. We're getting good. Yeah, good. So, Mr. Best, afterwards we are talking about, you heard what we are speaking about, so you can stay. You can stay on the line and join us in the discussion afterwards as well. I know you're a young man, you love sports, you're a sports scientist, but Barbados may not know your community, man, as well. You know what I mean? And you love all things Barbados. They may look on your social media or on your WhatsApp. Obviously, you're pushing something Bajan, you know what I mean? Or someone Bajan.
All of it.
Right. So so I know you're going to love this discussion as well. So I know you don't mind staying with us. Good. So before we get to Mr. Vogue E. Tatum, I just want you to make your picks, because mental health, for one, is a very serious thing. And somehow we see sports persons as superheroes, Roderick, right? And even for me, you know, I being serious, I used to be selfish. If my batsman, only my favorite batsman, don't score runs, or my favorite bowler don't get wickets, or my favorite striker don't score goals, you hear what I'm telling you? Or my favorite striker miss a penalty, I don't care what's going on with him. I don't care if his mother's sick. No, I mean, when I was younger, you know, when you're younger and you're not mature. No, we're not. You understand me, Vogue and Roderick. Like, when was as mature, you didn't think well. You don't think well. This person, mother, could be home sick with cancer, though. Like, he ain't really any mental space to hit in the six. And plus, he he ain't knowing about no sports psychology, son. So the boy talking he about anything, so because it might not be important, especially if you're black, Vaughan Rodriguez, especially if you're black, we ain't want to do a psychologist, a therapist, period. That's some stigma. No, it's some stigma. Like when I was young, I was feel weird. Coming to Hollywood, Vaughan Rodriguez boy. Again, see my therapist tomorrow, boy. I will feel weird when they're young. No, of course, no. We are all men, and we different. So three of us will sit down. No, we can sit down and talk about it that easy. But when you're younger, yeah. It was such a stigma. So that's why I need Mr. Best to break down why is so important. Why these issues are so important when we tackling sports, especially the youth, and if we don't study these things. Why it would be to our detriment, and how could things like this help us improve even on the field and off the field? You understand, Mr. Best? So that's why bringing you as a professional once again to help educate Ollie and I, because we don't have the answers. We can have opinions, we can form our own solutions, but we don't have expert solutions and answers. So that's why we need you, Mr. Best, if you'll be so obliged to please bless us by explaining these things and breaking them down to us. And welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, and thanks for being part of your family. And because Barbados is going to be hearing a lot more from you. And blame Tahir. I blame Tahir for that.
That's no problem, Large Mall. Hey, Barbados. Yes. As Lug said, hey, Vaughan, all as well.
Yeah.
I got it for not so well, buddy. Don't worry, I got you covered.
Bang.
But as it relates to the whole, sports psychology thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We, as you rightfully stated, there's a stigma that is surrounding psychology. Everyone just has this thing that they don't want anyone in their brains or anything like that, right? But still, at the end of the day, we already put ourselves in a position to have our brains like messed up, right? So as I was talking last week, don't matter what sport you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there will always be a mental block as you go forward. We call it stumbling blocks or hurdles or whatever the case is as it relates to your particular sport. But the issue comes is that when you have physically recovered from the injury, you have not mentally recovered from it. Right, so we have this thing that like for instance, I'm running a 400 meter, right. I usually kick at 200 millimeters to go. And as I kick at 200 meters to go, I realized that at 150, this is before I was injured, at 150, I pulled my hamstring, right? After a couple of weeks, goes by correct treatment, the whole nine yards, by doctor's standard, I'm clear. Yeah. I'm 100% healthy to come back and run again.
But the doctor's standard, that's just the physical, right?
Physically.
Right.
But mentally, when I go back to run now,
that doctor is not included. Right.
No. The psychologist was not included inside of your treatment.
Right.
So your sport psychologist did not go through the treatment process along with your doctor. Even though you're going to the doctor, say you go to the doctor at 9 o'clock or whatever the case is, you should still be having appointments through your recovery journey with your sports psychologist as well. Because at the end of the day, while the doctor is fixing your physical, your sports psychologist is helping along with your mental, right? And that is basically it on an injury platform. And also, before you're ever injured or whatever the case may be, Slugs, you know, because you can say this for a fact, there are times where as we are like in a big game or a big pressured game, right? And you, like, let me use football, for instance. You get ready to go and kick the ball, and then you just happen to kick it over because you were too tense. You are way off of what your normal potential is. Why is that? Because you did not go through the correct steps or through your training process. You did not have a sports psychologist there to help assist you while you were at training. Your sports psychologist is not only supposed to be some person that you just go to after every thing. Your sports psychologist is supposed to be a person involved in sport.
So that means right good. So see why you need people like you, because that means you're telling me no, you're being real. I admit my flaws. I don't care. That's me. Because I was thinking before, or he would help correct a problem, but you're telling me no, Sluggy. The sports psychologist is not just there to correct a problem. That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay, but okay. Also, don't get me wrong, there are still psychology, sports psychologists that can still help correct the problem for being there. Mm. But to better understand your client, I cannot be trying to figure out, I can't be trying to help you get over a hurdle, whereas I never see you run and saw where that hurdle is happening and see reaction. What tensions are your reaction as it relates to that particular point.
So body language, if I go to one of your body language and so on, you'll be looking for as well.
Exactly. You're looking for everything holistically before you be able to treat your client. Right? Don't get me wrong, there are some very good psychologists who don't necessarily need to do that. But if you're looking at inside the sport realm, you don't want to just, that's where the stigma comes from. You don't want to just be based on, okay, I'm gonna go to this psychologist and they're gonna mess with my brain and they're gonna you as a psychologist supposed to be there to say, okay, let me watch slugs going around this bin here. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, unconsciously, like you back up your mind, when you go to like extend your legs or when you go to kick that ball, there will always be this thing that is like hampering, like, hey, be careful, don't extend too far. I think what happens is that limits your potential. And that in a running situation, that
limits your potential.
Yes, your potential is limited so tremendously. That could take off like almost a whole second or 2 seconds from your running.
You know what's a second, bro?
You know what I'm saying?
No, like Vogue, listen, bro, I know you're the linguist, but we love sport. No, I know you're the linguist, but we love sports, bro. But you mean like, imagine you're running 11.9. And he can help you run 10.9?
Exactly. You know, simple stuff. But then also slugs, there's also the thing where as like
Hold on, sorry, the phones. You see, you got the phones latent already. The people love you already. You got your phones latent already. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. You have two great young gentlemen as our guest host. They're not even guests, they are guest hosts today. We'll be having a conversation. Thanks for calling in.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Yes, so good afternoon and thank you for having such a wonderful program. And also I want to salute our guest. I think it's wonderful when our young people are getting out there.
Come on.
And shouting out what they're doing and speaking to the people, you know, that's really important. And
pure positive vibes too, no?
Yeah, of course.
Two young men, huh?
Exactly,
I love it here.
Exactly.
Like being real, just love it.
And so, and also this whole, like, having two disciplines and crossing them over, that's also really important. Because it's like two different branches of something that you just kind of merge together and infuse. And that's really important. I just want to talk a little bit about the body and trauma.
Go ahead.
Yeah, body and trauma. And you touched on it a little bit where you were talking about, you know, you might have an injury. And I just wanted to further the discussion or deepen it and talk about the soma, the cells, and how trauma is actually lodged in the body. And how we as people, and I want to speak to us as Caribbean people, Black people, because all of us hold this trauma within our bodies. And if we don't work through that trauma and it passes through generations, then we are actually stuck and we are forced to perpetuate a lot of the harm that has been done to us. So maybe this is branching out even bigger than this discussion, but I just wanted to have, it was interesting for me to hear about trauma because I think that people don't really understand deeply how things get lodged and stuck in your body and that you need to kind of work it through, move it through. So move it through movement, move it through song, dance, get it out of your body. And I think as people of color, that's our first vibe. Our first vibe is to dance it out, to move it out, to sweat
get
it out.
Yes.
And we need to do that. We need to tap into that because there's a lot of healing that needs to take place within our communities, within our generations, to keep moving us forward. Because if we don't do this work, if you don't contact the people who are professionals who are in this field to help us move forward, then we are going to be stuck and we are going to keep traumatizing and keep perpetuating that trauma from generation to generation.
Yeah, just keep repeating. Yes. Yeah, keep repeating the same behaviors. This call was so awesome. God bless her. So we need to have more discussions with you. The My brethren, Ollie can tell you information, talk to you off air.
But actually, I do cross too, because across discipline, because I'm doing psychology and art.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, stay on your lane. Don't move. Ollie, don't take you off yet. We can talk to her some more. Yes, Roderick is.
Yeah.
You heard the caller, and of course, there's much merit to her discussions. If you can expound on that, I loving the direction she's going in.
As she rightfully said, I was just touching the surface, right? And she really went in depth. She went in depth because, as she rightfully said, trauma is a very, very, very serious thing. It's like, let me put it in athletes terms.
Mm-hmm.
Trauma can be linked close to lactic acid.
Nice.
You know, when you get that lactic acid inside of your body,
uh-huh.
Trauma is that there, like just being constant inside of your body. And you don't get like that sensation all the time. It's just going to be there. It's just going to be there regardless of what you do.
Yes.
It's going to be there. And due to the fact that you did not get over that traumatic experience,
uh-huh.
That is where the psychologist comes in to help you get over that experience.
Nice.
Feel me?
Nice. Mr. Roderick Best, man. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Go ahead, buddy.
And then last thing I would mention,
mm-hmm.
Another thing is what you do, like when you get anxious, like too anxious, overly excited, like what you do to calm yourself down.
Mm-hmm.
To perform, because like for instance, you perform better when you're well relaxed,
mm-hmm.
right? When your body's not tensed up, you can move your arms, you can run properly, you can kick that ball, you can shoot that free throw, regardless. And then you have to always remember, like at the end of the day, everyone that is in the game is not for you. And how do you separate the sounds, and how do you take that negative energy and transform it into positive energy for your benefit. You know, there's different techniques that you use. You can, like, you know, breathe in, hold it for 5 seconds, exhale, hold for 5 seconds is one. One of the things that I do too is, like, you tense up all your muscles if you're feeling really tense. Like, tense up all your muscles all together, hold it for roughly 10 seconds, give or take. And then as you release, uh-huh. You realize that tension is gone.
Yes.
There are other techniques that are, used to help, you know, to help you get over that one little hurdle.
I love it. And that is why expression is so important. Carly, you're still there?
I am.
Yes, a brilliant young man, huh?
Yes, very much.
Very much. I also.
Thank you.
Yeah, we go ahead, have to celebrate our young people.
Yes, of course. Go ahead, Vaughn, you got something to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, so Roger was asking.
Vaughn. Go ahead, Vaughn.
Are you suggesting then that this whole idea of sports psychology should be more proactive than reactive?
Interesting question.
Because I was listening to what the lady who called in was saying, and you know, she's speaking about all the trauma and stuff and all the things that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have all these issues that we're dealing with personally. I'm wondering if in 2022, I guess, it should be part of the whole package when it comes to being an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
It should be implemented inside of your training program.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what, even if it's marble pitching,
mm-hmm.
it should be implemented inside of your program.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, as I have stated earlier, you do not know what your athlete is going through. Yes, there is the athlete coach relationship.
Yeah.
You must have a good relationship with that, but also there's only so much that your coach can do.
So then the next question is, I'm thinking about the average Caribbean athlete.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I am wondering if are they really aware that this is something that they should have?
Right, that we were studying too. If we even know,
they're receptive to.
You might not even know that you don't know what you don't know.
In English terms, no.
I'm wondering if they're receptive to it.
Oh, if they're receptive to it. Okay, get you. No.
Yeah. Because a lot of people, when you hear psychology, is think, you know, I'm a madman. I don't need to go.
Oh, you mean for that?
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hear you. Before a team leaves Barbados, right? Before a team leaves Barbados, the first thing that they do, right, is that they get all of us together and they bring in a motivational person. This must be like a psychologist. Your motivational person trying to boost your motivation to go and participate
nice.
A few hours before you leave Barbados. That is basically how much help. That
does for you. Wait, hold on. I love it, Mr. Best. I love Roger. Here does it. Caller, you just heard a young man, and your thoughts.
Yeah. I love the discussion. I am just thinking again more broadly, and I'm thinking about what y'all are saying about the motivational part.
Yes, go there.
I think Barbadians need to make this shift. From thinking that psychology is about mad people, and it really isn't. Psychology is another way of you talking to yourself. Psychology is another way of
talking to yourself. Right? I love that.
Right. It is not about somebody proclaiming you're crazy, or because all of us are broken in some kind of way. We are broken in some kind. That's a fact. Truth. Right? So I just think if someone can help you get over hurdles so that you're not stuck in your life. And that's the biggest point there, that you are not stuck. So psychology and psychologists are to help you get over your hurdles, the psychological hurdles, so that you can move on and live your best life. That's what it's about.
Yes.
It is about you living your best life. And then the other thing about, and I think about Caribbean West Indies cricket and the taunting that they had to go through when they went Australia, wherever they went in the world. And as a unit, they held together because of the minds and the resilience of our people at that time, because they felt like, you know what, I have to prove something to the world. And we kind of brush that aside, as you know, that's old time thing. All of that racism, all of that is still very prevalent. We are still there. They still look at us as small, less developed, and lesser than. Mm-hmm. And so I even go to think about Rihanna, right? And I think about how much she had to overcome to get where she is. How much psychology lies behind the product and the person of Rihanna.
That's a great point.
So we need to understand ourselves as a Caribbean people and where we're placed and where people want to place us. And how much goes into making the top athlete, the top singer, or whoever. And we have to keep pushing.
Yes. Yes. Right? Yes. I love that. And with two great questions by Yvonne as well. All you can officially introduce us to this awesome young man. Caller, thank you so much.
Thank you as well.
Yes. We're going to get in now. We're going to dive in now to this language.
Fantastic.
And Bajan dialect. Have more callers? And so if you call, you want to stay on the line, have you talk about Badele or you can call back, talk to me. Well, thank you very much for calling in. Wonderful points made Ollie, and she sounds like she know what she's cooking. She know when she pot.
Most definitely. Yeah, Sandy, man. Most definitely. So it is an honor to introduce to you Barbados, Mr. Vaughn E. Tatum. Mr. Tatum is a passionate student and teacher of language, arts, and culture. Having spent just over the last decade as a primary school teacher and information technology coordinator, his focus while pursuing an undergraduate degree and a PhD in linguistics needed to include the use of technology to teach English to Barbadian children.
Nice.
Vaughn is also an author, having published Sentence City and Gary the Garbage Bin, two children's books, with the intention to produce more content that he hopes will instill in youngsters a strong appreciation for the language. You heard him before, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is again, Mr. Vaughn E. Tatum.
Nice. So before we start, Vaughn, all you can give me you can give Barbados just a taste of the creativity and the skills, about a minute of the... a good Bajan story, because we can get into some Bajan language and dialect and English, but I just want to give the public a taste. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, VOB 92.9 FM. We are here with our guest host, Roderick Bess and Vaughn E. Tatum. We have some original work now from this esteemed young man.
the fish cake Fallon. Listen, right? Wanna know the little old woman and the little old man that live down the road in the yellow chattel house? The one with the sign pon it. Fish cake 75 cents. Bread and $2.50. Fish cake butter $6. Every Saturday, the old woman does got enough people that she plays buying fish cakes. Them two like a fish cake. Hear what I tell you?
Francis, I gonna start pon these fish cakes before the customers come in here. Hear?
You're right, Carl. Them don't give a break at all when the Saturday come. Don't forget to left some for my door.
I can do yours first. I left them pink table here for you. You don't worry. You don't got to worry at all.
You're too sweet, you know.
The people like the old woman fish cakes real bad. Most of the time, you just hear the customer saying,
I tell you, them just call it fish real fish and all.
Now, it don't take too long to fry a fish cake. She could drop 10 of them in 2 minutes here, why tell ya? She set so she husband wants and start on the rice. So now, the old woman in the kitchen frying up the rest of the fish cakes. And that worthless brute Lynchy walking past, playing he looking through the window. And she know that she has been in done eat breakfast yet. Man, wanna know Lynchy, man? Same thing from up the hill, son, that always sneaking in people place.
Inside!
Lynchy sneak into the house and take up the fish cakes. He make a noise and it alert the old woman.
Where? Francis, that's you? Francis, how you like the fish cakes this morning? Francis! Oh, Lord, come quick! Come, Lynchy trying to take the fish cakes! Murder!
Lynchy ain't wasting the time. He went up on the table, crawl across to another side, and then the man jumped right back through the window that he come from.
Mildred, what happened to you that you calling up my name, sir?
Look quick, Lynchy running off with you fish cakes.
My man, no, not my fish cakes. He can only be half an idiot.
The old man and the old woman run down the road after Lynchy and see running and looking back all the time, making fun of how slow the old people was.
Wanna know who's me? Wanna can't catch me? I's Lynchy.
Lynchy take off around the corner and them can't catch you at all.
Oh, Lord, somebody stop Lynchy. Stop that boy. He got my fish cakes.
The same time now, a little boy on his bicycle did come in from the other side. Fulbert Lynchy running and looking back all the time there running the little man. He lucky though, caught the little boy pull on the brakes hard, and drag his foot on the ground till he stop. You lie if you think that Lynchy stopped though.
You, watch part of your game, man. You never break my neck.
Teeth!
Lynchy hear the old man and the old woman coming and put in another gear.
When they learn into her, when they knows me, when they can't catch me, it's Lynchy.
The old man and the old woman ain't even had to say nothing. As them turn the corner, them see the little boy pointing down the road apart, Lynchy did run in.
Listen, Vaughn, tell me that don't sound like music. You listen to that dialect, Roderick.
Yeah.
That's only music, man. Like, I don't understand why some people. First, I want to ask you, why do you feel some people see our language as second class? Because I've received lits galore on this station for speaking dialect.
To be honest, like, I don't want to answer that question yet. I can get to it.
Good.
But I want to speak to the appreciation for the language first. I don't want to get to the negative part, right? I want you to realize that in that story, right, and other stories that, you know, people like names of Alfred Pregnell and all the others, right? There are certain intricacies about those stories that cannot be directly translated to English, right? At all. There are certain things about language that are directly tied to our culture, and no other language, no other dialect can reflect it the way that Bajan can. So that's the first thing. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. I want to, that story that was just played is just an adaptation of the Gingerbread Man.
Please don't give it away, because I want to hear the rest. I know
you there are
many
it?
People who want to hear the rest. So don't give it away.
Yeah, my phone.
Continue.
My phone here going crazy. People cussing me. People's Ollie said he's going to play the rest. 434-1790. We can take your calls as well. Your phone's lighting up. good
boy, call it John, boy.
Ready?
Go ahead, bro. So I'm just saying, you know, it's all about the positive reactions to Beijing first before we look at white people don't like it, right? I want to inspire people to love their language and then by extension, to love in the culture. Good. So what was your question again?
We don't have to go there yet. I love the direction that you are heading and rightfully so. And you are indeed the expert. And you say there's certain intricacies that can't be directly translated to English.
Yeah.
So
you can't.
So how did we arrive at those things? Was that over time learning to communicate among ourselves?
All right. Well, okay. So when it comes to language,
yes,
it is very much influenced by two main factors.
Mm-hmm.
Is influenced by geography, you know, the location of the speakers,
mm-hmm.
and is influenced by the interaction of the speakers, the social dynamics.
Mm.
Right. So that is very important. Those are the two factors that influence language. Period.
Mm-hmm.
So let us look at what happened in Barbados. In fact, let me look at what happened in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
You know that Barbados and the rest of the Caribbean basically, I don't want to say came about, but we are here today because of the history across the transatlantic, the migration across the Atlantic from Africa,
yes,
the Caribbean, and so forth, the slave trade.
Correct.
Right? So, you notice I said, geography, and they said social interaction.
Social interaction.
So if we talk about geography, we can look at the fact that we are in a new location, right? The Africans that came across mm-hmm. in a new location. And then if you want to get deeper, you can look at the topography of the various Caribbean territories, right? So I don't know if I were to ask you geographically, what is the difference between Barbados and Jamaica in terms of geography? What would you say? What comes to mind? Everybody says that Barbados is this in comparison to Jamaica, which is this.
Flat versus hilly.
Correct.
Right.
Flat versus
mountainous. Sorry.
Mountainous. So we didn't even have to go as far as Jamaica. We could look at almost most of the other Caribbean countries, because we are very flat in comparison to others.
That's based on how
Barbados was formed in the first place, right? In terms of the volcanic formation versus the limestone and all those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine now we have the Africans that were brought here to do hard labor. They obviously don't want to do hard labor, so they can try to escape, right? In a place like St. Vincent and Jamaica, they can escape very successfully, right?
Yeah.
And they create their own little communities called Maroon Villages and all sort of things.
Yes.
Barbados, they can't do that.
It's
right?
True.
No Barbados, ain't no way to hype. So that's geography. that's one factor there that will affect the evolution of the language here. So think about the other factor that you mentioned of the social interaction.
Yes.
Think about this. We have a case where we have Africans being taken from different regions of that continent, and not country, the continent.
Yeah.
Right? So over there already they're speaking their own languages. Mm-hmm. And then they were huddled together on a large boat with strangers. So they need a form, they have something in common. So they need a way to communicate. Then they are brought here and they have to respond to these people who are overseeing them, you know, with force. They're overseeing them with force, right? So they have to find a way to understand them as quickly as possible so that they can at least try to survive, right? So in essence, you are learning a second language in not very pristine condition. It's not like a classroom where you sit down and there's a teacher saying, okay, this is how you say in how you speak English. You have to learn on the job. And if you don't learn on the job, it's a whip across your back or something. You understand? Oh, you're trying to survive.
That's interesting. Right? Learning language in those conditions. That's interesting.
Is really bad. So those are social, those are just a little bit of the social factors and the geographical factors that will affect the language evolution that occurred. So then now think about it now. I can go a little bit further. Remember, each territory had its own history. Barbados being colonized only by one country, being England, Britain, right? Whereas there are other countries that had influence from Spain, Portugal, where else? France, those sort of things, right? It's causing them now to have a mixture of language. You're just trying to learn your language. Sorry, you're just trying to learn one language. You learn one language, and then all of a sudden, because of some war, you had to learn another language. And then, which country was it that was?
Spanish.
It went back and forth.
Trinidad?
It went back and forth about 14 times or something. Haiti? The name isn't coming to me. It was not even Haiti didn't even come to mind. But look at Haiti.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So each country had its own little history, right? Where colonization played a big role. And what happened in Barbados definitely didn't happen in St. Lucia, definitely didn't happen in St. Vincent, definitely didn't happen in St. Kitts and so on. So social factors, as I said, and geographical factors, two very, very important things that caused the language to evolve over there. Right? We, as I said, they were forced to learn this second language. And I want to suggest to you, because really and truly no one has really come to a conclusion as to which theory is the most correct, right? But I would like to suggest to you that it is a possibility that this second language learning not being the best, being kind of like superimposed or being layered on top of the African languages that they already knew, right? So I don't know, any languages?
Spanish a little.
All right, good. No, I'm glad I used that a little, right? You remember during school when you were trying to learn Spanish?
Yes, I do.
Right, when you were trying to learn Spanish, you si. Used some of your English to try to make sense of the Spanish.
See.
Si. Right? Same thing occurred there, right? We try to use, they try to use their particular African language to try to make sense of the English. Right, or whatever colonizer language in a particular territory,
so
right?
That's how the St. Lucia got power. That's because of how they learned French. Okay, interesting. Nice.
Yeah, right. And Jamaica will have their patois as well. Well, no, St. Lucia is called Creole.
Right.
Right, and Jamaica will be patois with their Spanish influence and whatnot. So I was saying, it's superimposed on their African language. So there are certain things that would still stick out. So for example, I know that in Beijing, I don't know if you would have realized, but in Beijing, which is, I guess, my area of expertise, when it comes to Beijing, there are certain things that we don't need to do in our sentence structure to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say, I'm hungry, and you know exactly what I mean. I don't need to go and say, I am hungry.
They
were saying in England, right? Or one of the other, what we call internationally accepted English-speaking territories.
Yeah.
Right? Another one would be, I just said, I'm hungry.
I have one. Ready?
Yeah, tell me.
Kia.
Who? Kia?
Kia?
Kia Long. Kia Long.
Kia Long.
Kia Long. Oh,
yeah. Right? So there are a lot of as I said, intricacies.
Yeah.
That there's not just this one thing that caused our language to be like that. No. The next question.
Yeah, no. When you explain how we learn the language, you know what I mean, and especially in the conditions, and then you said is like we're trying to make sense of the language based on the language we was speaking before, which is quite interesting, man, because it's something obviously we did do with Spanish. You know what I mean? If I saw Adriano, you know what I mean? Again, that song close to Adrian. So you can think of that. They think that boy is named Adrian. No, you're trying to make sense of it. Right. No, that is not going to be in every case. You understand? So I'm not going to be always right bear some, like, because everything is not going to be obvious, you know what I mean? So like, Buenos Dias might not sound nice, like good morning, but then you know, listening to that, you know, will make my own assumption, obviously bear some way, you know? Because like he said, like Vaughn said, sorry, we had to learn it. He had no choice, wasn't a classroom. So yeah. My brain be going, oh shoot, what that sound like, what that could mean. How close it sound to what you already know, and then form your own opinion of it. Because we have certain words, Vaughn, that I will always want to know how to come, like if I say a gog a home. Like, you know what I mean? Like how that could only be creative. No, you explain it. No, that you explain how we learn English. You understand what I mean? It seems obvious, no. But if you didn't break it down, because you know, like we studying dialect, like, where does it come from, though? But if we know how we learn it, we'll understand why we speak when we speak dialect. It made me know appreciate it even more.
Yeah, my take on it was that it was just broken down English, but it's much, much more than that.
Yeah, because we just said break it down even more, you know what I mean? So, and that's like broken English. You get me? It's where we learn to communicate. So, go ahead, Roderick. Go ahead. You can interrupt, buddy.
I have a friend who did English thing too, right?
Mm-hmm.
He studied at school. And she had informed me
that.
I can hardly hear you. I had a friend who did this linguist stuff at school.
Uh-huh.
And she had informed me that the alphabet don't stop at 26 letters. That A has almost, there's an alphabet for almost every single song as it relates to linguists. And so after you know, broke down that stuff, you got like a little more understanding of God coming to work, right?
Roger is talking about.
Please continue. Go ahead, Vaughn.
Yeah, what he's talking about, he's referring to something called the phonetic alphabet,
uh-huh.
Right? Basically, every single sound that we make in language, we have a symbol that's attached to it. So what we know as the alphabet is just basically the graph. Those are basically just graphemes. The A represents these particular sounds, the B represents. But then when we talk about the phonetics, you know, we're looking at, you know, there are some symbols that look like Greek for some people, mm-hmm. that mean different sounds. So the letter, the what you see as the letter A in the alphabet that we know that we learned from school actually only has one sound, which is A in the linguistic alphabet.
Mm.
Whereas for you know that it makes two sounds, the A and the A.
Yeah.
But if we wanted to say A, then we would probably put what would we put together? Actually no, the letter E. What you know as the letter E makes the A sound. So it's something that you have to learn and get accustomed to. And what how we use it, no, how we use it is that we use that to what we call transcribe. So we would look at we would listen to what the people are saying and we will write down each symbol. And if I hand it to another linguist who is very familiar with it, they will be able to say exactly what that person said with the same inflections and everything. So it works pretty well.
Crazy.
Woo! Loving it, man. Language, all you absolutely loving it. This is Pigeon, Rhythm, and Rhyme. All you can give us a piece more of that story.
Yes,
and then maybe we will come back and get Vaughn to break down dialect a little more and where it comes from.
I'll take it back slightly.
No problem, buddy.
You watch part of your game, man. You need to break my neck.
Teeth!
Lynch, you hear the old man and the old woman coming and butting another gear.
When they learn it, though, when they knows me, when they can't catch me, it's Lynchy.
The old man and the old woman ain't even had to say nothing. As them turn the corner, them see the little boy pointing down the road apart, Lynchy did run in.
Oh, Lord, have his mercy, Francis. He too far. Man, let him go along with the foolish fish cakes.
Fish cakes? I can get them back for you, Grand. Don't worry. I can get them back.
The little boy turn his bicycle and start pedaling through some back roads, man. Cause he tell himself he know what part Lynchy did going. Lynchy look back and realize that nobody didn't be hungry no more. He stop at the stamp up to catch his breath and drink little water and eat his fish cakes. The little boy was there by the stamp up with the bicycle. And as Lynchy did about to put the first fish cake in his mouth, the little boy tell him,
listen. You know what a good, real good pandan fish gets? Summer auntie and the pepper sauce!
You know Lynchy Harris break up now.
Yeah, you got some?
Nah, but I know a part to get them from. It ain't far from here. You should be able to get some, man.
Yo, we feel these were good on good with some pepper sauce and truth, you know. Where you get that from now, though?
You gonna give me a fish kit?
Now tell me why it's a gill fish kit that I work so hard to get.
You never hear about something for something. It's only one fish kit, boss, and all the rest can taste real good without pepper sauce.
Lynchy, pass a fish kit to little boy.
All right, then. So, listen real close. You listening? Then got a woman that does get the pepper sauce, but she win the sale. You got to go down this road right here, so, and keep straight round the corner. You know then there's got a sheep that tie out just before the track on the right. If you see the sheep, you going too far. You got to turn back round and make the turn left, right? You understand? The woman house is the last one in the gap that used to have a green gallery. You remember the house that used to go a green gallery before it get do over? You want me come with you?
That ain't something too hard, remember? Pepper sauce is coming.
Just make sure you don't get catch here or I can laugh at you.
You can't know who's me, man. No boy can't catch me. Oh, it's Lynchy.
Not even 5 minutes past and Lynchy come back scratching the head.
Wait, what happened with you?
I made a turn left after the sheep that you talk about, but I can't remember which house you tell me.
Wait, you see a sheep out there for true? You sure you ain't want me come and show you, or you gonna eat the fish kids dry?
Man, you talk pepper sauce and got me want some. You go come with me.
You gonna give me a fish kit, yes or no?
Why, you want another fish kit? You fry licorice, though? Another one?
You got enough, Lynchy?
The little boy get another fish kit from Lynchy and put it in a brown paper bag with the first one he get. He carry Lynchy all across the world till he end up at a house.
This is the place right here. The pepper sauce pun down the silver right across this one.
Hey, hungry here?
Me too, boy. You ain't want to share the rest of these fish kits here so with me?
Little boy, if I give you any more of these fish kits, we ain't got to eat.
Frederick Oswald Moore, let your party was the whole morning. And who fish kits is that you got your hand?
Lynchy, Frederick Oswald Moore Lynch, mouth drop. Them end up back outside the old woman in the old man house, and he didn't even realize. Them like to call he mother and tell she about what Lynchy do, and she did facts.
Mommy, I got none in my hand.
He juked the rest of the fish cakes he had in the little boy hand and took off down the road running again. The old woman and the old man, they too happy to let the little boy keep the fish cakes.
You feel like barbeque? I tell you, start teething people things.
She took off behind him with she cuckoo stick in she hand.
Hard as you want her own way, you're gonna feel it till I catch that one, Lynchy.
Catch you, beaty man, beaty man. I got the fish cakes, though.
Whoa, that was great.
Listen, that was brilliant. That was brilliant, brilliant. Before we get back to Vaughn and he explaining Bajan dialect and where it come from and its origins, and he break down language a little more for us. He's a PhD candidate, a linguist. He's an educator and an author and brilliant young man, and all he was here marveling at how young these gentlemen are, and wonder if Barbados really know that these are young men that are sharing this knowledge with us every week, young people rather, and it's absolutely brilliant. But before we get to Vaughn, we want to get a quick word from one of our legends. You all know it's Crop Over 2022, and of course Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme will be hitting the road and getting some of this goodness. You'll be getting some of the NTI with me as well, and also lots and lots of artists passing through, so you can look for us, our road show throughout the Crop Over season, and bringing all of my guests with me and all of my artists with me as well from Bim Got Talent. So you can look out for that. You can WhatsApp me at 8403711 8403711. Get Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme through your community. Good evening. I want to say good evening to Makeda Lowe. She's representing Betty West. We all know Ollie. Betty West is an absolute legend. One of the best to ever do it. Ollie, when it comes to Crop Over, what are your memories of Betty West? So when you hear the name Betty West, culturally, what do you think of?
Sluggy, I have a personal connection to Betty West, my friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know her family very well. Her, both of her daughters and her son.
Uh-huh.
Basically, I'm like part of her family.
Oh, nice.
So I've jumped in her band. Oh, you get, I've worked security in her band.
Oh, you got to witness.
Greatness
up front. Oh, so explain that for me quickly. We have her niece on here, so I'm sure Makia will be so glad to hear this call. For me, you know me, Ollie. I hate saying, oh, shoot, if I could have. So he's saluting Betty right now. He's an absolute legend. So tell us
your memories. I'll keep it short and sweet because we got a call coming in. I'll just tell you that... Betty West gives her all. I mean her all.
At all times.
And the one thing I'll point to as an example is Betty jumps from the beginning to the end to Spring Garden, even at her age, Sluggy.
Really?
So that will just give you an idea. She puts everything into crop pole.
Commitment.
Everything.
Nice,
I'll take this call and let you guys continue.
No problem. Good evening. Makeda, you heard Ollie speaking so glowingly about Miss Betty West, and like I keep saying, for me, she's an absolute legend. Can you tell us what is happening this year with Miss West? Where can we find her and what can we look out for? And welcome again to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Congrats on being in the top 5 for Bim Got Talent. Congrats to that, and big up the NCF for that. You know, it was a wonderful performance, so I haven't gotten the chance to congratulate you publicly. So congratulations, Makeda, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
And keep up the awesome work you're doing, man. You're doing so many things and so many things well. I absolutely love it. So tell us about this legend, this icon.
Yes, for sure. And good night to everybody and all the listeners. Okay, so I'm just going to give you a rundown of what we have going on for the Betty West Band 2022. You know, Crop Over is back. So we have 5 sections this year. Purple is called Ready to Party for $400. The yellow section, Feel the Soca, $400. Blue, On the Road, $350. Ooh. The red section is called Wine and Go Down, $350. And my favorite, this is my section, the pink section, Jump Out.
Makeda, we are losing you, young lady. Hello, can you? We're not getting you at all, Makeda.
Yes, she seems to be stuck there a bit. Betty West, big up Betty West for sure. Born on the Road, lots of awesome praises. I'm trying to get back Makeda to continue telling us about the Betty West band for Crop Over. And someone wanted my number repeated again. 840-3711. That is the number for WhatsApp or calls. 840-3711. I have some information for Betty for myself as well. I'm see the Betty West band at the band house in Christchurch Saturday the 25th of June from 8:30 until admission $25. And for that $25, you have a whole host of guests. Music by DJ Mark B and Big Al. But you have guest appearance by Mr. Blood, that is Road March King, that is Soca Monarch King, Sweet Soca, everything Mr. Blood. We got Mikey, you know, another multiple crown winner. We got cameraman, bigger cameraman, Mr. Dan. We have Young Ahanji, who we also added to the list. A whole host of things that is at the band house, Maxwell Christchurch at the band house. Maxwell Christchurch. And for more info on Miss West, you can call 249-8926. 249-8926. That is for Betty West. On the Road. And we'll encourage everyone to jump with Miss Betty West for Crop Over. You know, they saw the costume, and the costumes look amazing. All male costumes are $250. That is all. $250. No, it's not bad. The Ready to Party, section $400. Feel the Soca, section $400. On the Road, $350. Wine and Godown, $350. We have Makeda.
We have Makeda on the line. Good evening, Makeda. You're there.
Oh, sweet Makeda. You know you got your back still. You know you have all the info. Let's go. Let's go. Big up, Miss Betty West. No problem. No problem, ma'am. Go ahead.
Covered everything, and like you said, Betty West is the band to jump with this year. She is ready. She's very passionate and enthusiastic about her craft. I know watching her do her thing growing up, I always loved being around her during her time of inception, which is months before summertime or crop over time. She's always planning way in advance, and she's very passionate and practical about the history of the costumes, all of her content, the design, everything. It's a lot, and she really puts her all into it. So please come out and support and have a good time and come out to our warm-up party on Saturday, June 25th. I will be there. I'll be there. Mikey and Blood and all the top dogs going to be there. Free food and drinks, $25 for food, drinks, and a good time.
Wait, hold on a minute.
Help me understand.
Hold on a minute there, Makeda. Ollie, tell her. She can't just tell her. She can't just speak past that.
I don't think we heard you. Can you repeat what you said?
So the admission to get it is $25, but then all your refreshments and drinks are free.
Listen to me. Give Barbados the date, time, and location for this event one more time, and just call out some of the entertainers that will be at this event and the price again. Listen to me, girl. Let me say this again to you slowly. We have some extra time, so don't watch that. It's coming at 7:30. We get a few extra minutes, so we are good for time, about 20 minutes extra. So we want you to take your time. Because you saw how Vaughn and Roderick responded, and Ollie and I. So you want to know this price? What are we getting for this price? Where it is? And who did you say is on this show, ma'am? Because this don't sound right.
All right, let me tell you one more time. So Saturday, June 25th, 2022.
Yes.
The Betty West is having her warm-up Kadumuk party. We got to warm up before the big day. We're warming up before August.
If this is the warm-up, let me tell you.
Yes. It will be at her band house, which is located in Maxwell Christchurch, behind Golden Sands Hotel.
Easy to find.
It starts at 8:30 p.m., and we go until whenever. $25 gets in, and all protocols will be in place, and free food and drinks.
Listen to me, man.
Unlimited food and drink all night. Listen. And don't forget DJs. We got DJ Mark B, DJ Big Al, and guest performances by Mr. Blood, Mikey, Cameraman, Mr. Dan, and Onikon.
Listen to me. You know that Mikey and Blood alone worth...
That's it.
Yeah, you know Mikey and Blood alone. And Dan, you don't even have to include food and drinks. If we being honest.
Well, this mashup.
Yeah, if you're being real, you got Mikey and Blood alone.
You get my joke?
And Blood alone. Yes. No, we did get it. Mash up. Listen. Makeda and I, we love crop over. That can't go over our head. We love crop over to all. But and you even mentioned it. Look, that's another big tune. But the whole place mash up, literally. $25 food and drinks free, Ollie. $25 food and drinks free, and you can still hear all of Blood and Mikey hits. Blood alone is hits till tomorrow. Mikey alone is hits till tomorrow. And then all the other artists. Plus I can have some food. Makeda, one last time before you let me go, just shout out, you're a wonderful aunt, the legend, the icon, the stalwart, Miss Betty West. Just shout her out one more time and give us all that info and let Barbados know what Barbados is getting for the $25. Go here, he's saying, he called my own name. Go here, food and drinks, right? I hear $25 food and drinks. So he said, let it know, I'm slugging get for you $25. Call me, tell it going. I will go to pay. I will pay to hear Blood alone. So imagine no Blood and Mikey food. Food and drinks. Go ahead, man. I love this price. The price is what got
all
me.
Right. So Saturday, June 25th, the 25th of June at 8:30 p.m., we're going to be at the Betty West Band House for our warm-up Kadumuk party. Yes, this is the Betty West, the legend, the queen of crop over Kadumuk bands Betty West will be having a party.
This in the horse. This in the horse on a jinx. This is for real.
Yeah. $25 gets you in. All COVID-19 protocols will be in place, and you get as many drinks as you want all night and as many refreshments as you can eat all night. Music by DJ Mark B and Big Al, Mr. Blood and Mikey, and many other guest performers will be there. And come and sign up for your crop over package. Costumes will be on display. There's group discounts. Call the number 249-8926 for any questions about the event coming up or any group discounts. I'm going to give you again, 249-8926. We're going to be in Maxwell Christ Church by Golden Sands Hotel. Betty West.
And excuse me, Slug and I were just saying off air, you know, we always wait until somebody's not on this planet to speak good things about them. So Barbados, now is your chance to go and have a nice chat with the one and only Betty West. Yeah, that's the highlight of that party. Betty West.
That's that's quite admirable, Ollie. Let's come and show some love, man. You know what I mean? Like she's an absolute legend, an icon, and while we have these people around, let's give them their flowers. So this is such a great thing she's doing. Betty always studying ways to enhance the culture and, you know, enhance the fabric of what Cropover really is. And you can clearly see for her, it's not about price. It's not about making money. It's not about anything else other than creating a nice, fun, safe atmosphere for people. Because you're getting all of this plus food and drinks free, and it's $25. So you can't mention the price, especially in these times, Ollie. We can't take cost of living out of nothing. Is that prevalent? You know what I mean? Is that much in our face? So
let's not forget how much confidence Betty West has given to so many young men and women who went into her modeling shows, and learned how to present themselves before people confidently.
Yeah, confidently, and that's saying that could change your life forever. So, Makeda, shout-outs to you, man. Shout-outs to you. Shout-outs to Bestie West. And thank you so much for passing through and sharing that word. And we are here every Saturday at 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. And anytime you want to come through and share a word, you know you have a home in me, and you can tell Auntie Betty, I said the same thing, and it's the man of my word. You always have a home here for as long as we are here. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good night. Thank you, Sluggy.
Yes, please. No problem, man. Same to you. Love it. Love it. See, the phone is getting crazy. 434-1790. 434-1790. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme is coming on the road. The road show is coming. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, the road show is coming. I have lots and lots of wonderful artists. You name them, they'll be there. They're coming to a community near you. And if you want Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, come to your community. It's 8430-3711. All these awesome discussions, lots of awesome music, and lots of awesome free courses from the NTI. And we're going to play an ad and then take a call. So you have a caller here?
Yes, we do. Don't forget, Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme is brought to you with the kind compliments of the NTI.
Have you ever dreamed of creating your own video game, but you didn't know where to start? Take a step from dream to reality with online courses provided to you free of cost by the National Transformation Initiative and Coursera. In the course called Character Design for Video Games, you will learn the basics of video game character design and take master classes from video game professionals who have worked with the likes of Disney, Gravity Falls, and SpongeBob SquarePants. Sign up at training.nti.org.bb and search for the course called Character Design for Video Games. It's free for you, all online, and you progress at your own pace. This course takes only 9 hours in all to complete. And when you're done, you can move on to the other video game design courses, all at training.nti.org.bb, because you're never too good to get better.
Yes, yes, and what I love about the NTI, that all of these courses are absolutely free. Imagine you can learn about character design for cartoons, which is a $1 billion industry, but Barbados is offering that for free. Come on, man. The NTI is a game changer. I want all everyone outside listening to visit nti.org.bb. And all courses are free. All the here, I'm going crazy with the landline, the phones. The phone is getting crazy. Keeping busy, people. 434 The phone is getting crazy. You got me careful getting your number. 434-1790. We have a call again.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. Welcome to Beige Rhythm and Rhyme. This is your boy, Uncle Sluggy. We have the amazing Mr. Roderick Best and Vaughn here with us today. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, everyone.
Yes, please.
Can you hear me well?
Of course. We can hear you now.
Okay. I'm hearing Bill's echo from my end.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I have two questions. One, what is the difference between Creole dialect and Patois?
Ooh.
As related to the Caribbean?
That's three questions.
That's teasing.
Go ahead.
That's right. I could tease about it anyway. That's right.
Woo.
Number two. I'm not sure if you can answer it, or maybe an entertainer or a group from the entertainment industry could respond to this as well.
Mm-hmm.
We know Kwapova Festival has a slogan, I guess you call it a slogan.
Yeah.
It's speaking from a festival, right?
Yes.
But long ago, many moons ago, the slogan was one.
Sweet for this.
Sweet for this, yes. And Sweet for this more speak to our dialect.
Yes, it
is. So if we are to embrace our dialect, and if you're to be proud of our dialect, why has it changed?
Nice. I love that. I can throw that question out there. I ain't sure the answer yet, but what I can say is that I'm a official Kwapova ambassador, so big up the NCF for that. You know, big up the NCF for that. Diamond, I got the answer though, but
big up the NCF for what? For changing it from our dialect to what? I don't understand.
No. I said I would try to answer the question. I am a cultural ambassador for this year for Kwapova. So a big up NCF for that. Are you sure who changed the name? Kwapova Festival, Sweet for Days. I don't know if we were trying to get a name that more people on a broader scope can identify with. You know, as a worldwide, probably, but I think that the Kwapova Festival, Sweet for Days, speaks a lot to identity. So, and I absolutely love that. And to be honest, that the slogan I still use, Kwapova Festival, Sweet for Days. The sweetest summer festival can be what Kwapova is. You understand? But Sweet for Days for sure is the slogan that I use, man, because it is us. And like you said, it's something that we can all identify with. And if we get the rest of the world saying that, you understand, that would be like us putting our mark and our dent and our stamp on the world. Just say, oh, the rest of the world is so angry, or the rest of everybody in the world is so agwan.
Yeah.
And then, we all know that's Jamaica. You understand? We all know the words come from Jamaica. So for a thing you hear somebody, so agwan, what going on? What going on? No, it's Beijing. You understand?
So can the other members on the panel speak to that? It's Sweet for Days, and what's the difference between the dialect,
Patois,
and Creole?
Right. The oral linguist can answer the questions about the language.
Okay.
I feel like I answer both.
You want me to
say? Oh, no. Vaughn, you can stay on the line. You can stay on the line. And luckily for you, he said he can answer both. So that's what.
I feel like I can answer both.
No,
it's just
you can answer
the second
both.
One, the one with the slogan is more of an opinion. But
okay.
Let me answer the Creole Patois dialect question first.
Yes.
All right. So I'm glad that she asked that, because it's something else I wanted to mention. There is some is a slight passion of mine that I want this to spread across our society, mm-hmm. our Beijing society. I don't like, and I don't think that we should refer to our dialect as Beijing dialect.
Ooh.
Right? I want us to focus more on calling it just Beijing, because that's what it is. Let me just show you something. People in England, when they're speaking, what they speak English.
Mm-hmm.
If the French, they speak French.
Yeah.
Why Beijing, they speak Beijing dialect?
It's true.
You know why? We call it Beijing dialect because we have this, and this goes back to what the the lady that called in earlier when Roger was speaking, talking about the trauma, right? Mm. We subconsciously inferiorize it. If you want to create a word for him,
Woo, matching some cards, boy.
Yeah, we can inferiorize it by calling it Beijing dialect rather than calling it what it is Beijing.
Beijing, yeah.
So I can get into that now because everything that you speak basically is a dialect anyway. Standard English is a dialect. Beijing is a dialect. American English is a dialect. British English is a dialect. Australian English is a dialect. Jamaican English is a dialect.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the fact is not, and then this can go into what she asked about patois and Creole. Now, we don't have as distinct a language feature like St. Lucia does with their Creole or Jamaica does with their patois. So they are able to say, you know, this is Jamaican patois. This is St. Lucia Creole. Ours is Beijing, and let's call it that. Let's hold on to it. It's Beijing, right? It's not Beijing dialect. It's Beijing, right? Difference between Creole dialect and patois. You know the difference between Creole and patois per se. It depends on how you look at the word Creole.
Mm-hmm.
Creole can be an umbrella term for the group of languages that we have here in the Caribbean. Some other people call, I mean, there are Creoles outside of the Caribbean as well. There are Creoles out on the Pacific. The Samoa Islands and the Hawaiian Islands and what's not, right? But the formation of their Creoles is not the same as ours. Like I said in the beginning, our Creoles were formed based on the history of the migration between Africa and the Caribbean,
mm-hmm.
right? That is how our Creoles were formed. Their Creoles and other Creoles across the world were formed based on something called pigeonization, which then formed into Creole. So imagine you have a situation where you have gone to this particular territory for the mm-hmm. first time. You and a group of people, you go to some place and you have to learn their language. So you pick up on certain things. You pick up on certain things, and not only that, those people that you have gone to, they want to accommodate you. So they are going to sort of like simplify their language a little bit so that you can have some communication that is effective and fluent, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It's not going to be as what's the word I'm looking for? Not effective. The word is
legible, understanding.
No, deep. Deep is the word. Right. It's not going to be as the word is not coming to me. It's simplified, right, for accommodation purposes. But then what happens? Let's say you know some of those people that came there, they have children, and you know that pidgin language that they created, that simplified language, becomes that child's first language.
Ooh,
right? Oh. Then it becomes that child's first language, that's a Creole. We call that a Creole, right? So in other places in the world, that is a Creole. In the Caribbean, as I said, Creoles form differently. And you know, people are still trying to determine which theory is the most correct theory, if that makes sense.
Oh, nice.
So that is the umbrella term Creole. But mm-hmm. then some people take Creole now as the name of their specific language in their territory. Mm-hmm. So just like you said, there's St. Lucian Creole, there's Guyanese Creole. So notice I put St. Lucian in front of it, Guyanese in front of it,
mm-hmm.
so that, you know, this is not English, this is our home language that mm-hmm. we call St. Lucian Creole or Guyanese Creole or whatever the case may be, right? So those are the two levels of Creole. They know patois is a Creole, it's just that that's the name that they give it, if you understand.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's no difference between the definition of a Creole in a definition of a patois and definition of a Creole.
Right.
It just depends on the territory.
Oh, because patois is like broken French.
We got to start this broken thing too.
Explain. No, explain. Go ahead.
I'm saying we got to stop it because... remember what you just said about subconsciously inferiorizing?
Yes. the Beijing dialect,
a language structure.
Yes.
It is a perfectly effective communication.
Right. When we say a broken dialect, I get you.
Yeah.
So I was gonna ask you where that comes from, but you understand when you said we're just trying to make the language sound more inferior when we explain the language. So
where it come from, but Right, but where it comes from, if you think about it, you think about the colonizers and what's not.
Yeah.
It's a case where let's look at the past. You want to impress people, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to impress people, then you want to learn their language and you want to speak it properly, right? You want to speak it properly. And they put it properly in quotation marks, mm-hmm. because I find it hard to, there are very few people that you will come across that know how to speak standard English correctly. There are a lot of things that a lot of people don't know. Mm. A lot of things that people don't know. They think that they're speaking standard English, but they're really not. They're really not.
Mm.
Can you touch on that
a bit for us, Mr. Tatum?
Yeah, man.
Quite interesting.
Okay. I don't want to step on the body tools, but okay, as a teacher,
yeah.
Let me give you I don't know if people are still calling in. I wonder if I could put a challenge out here.
Uh-huh.
I don't want a boy to go and look in a dictionary or nothing.
Right.
Is the lady that called in still here?
Yes, caller, are you still there?
Hi.
Yeah, you could put it to her first and let other people call in. There we go. 434-1790. Vaughn. I'm putting out a challenge here to the VOB country. Let's go.
Do not look in any dictionary or anything like that.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Not right? Google.
I have two. The first one. What? What she said?
Ask if nor on a Google.
No Google neither. No Googling. I want to know what is the part of speech of something. The word something.
Ooh.
In a sentence? You're giving me sentence.
You want me to use it in a sentence? Okay.
You want to know what part of speech you say?
Yeah, I want to know what part of speech is the word something.
You said the sentence is I give you something.
Sure. I give you something to eat.
Uh-huh.
I want to know what part of speech is the word something.
No.
Should I wait until somebody else calls in or something?
Yeah,
or
yeah. 434-1780. What part of speech is?
Does meaning what? I'm correct, or are you gonna?
I don't know.
He can let you know.
He can let you know, man.
But before we go on to the next caller with your challenge as well.
We're not dismissing you yet. We can take the other call over here.
Oh, you see the summer festival thing. Don't worry.
Yeah.
For the culture.
We are running out of time, my friends. We are running. We got only a few minutes left, but.
So get the answer then?
I think you might have to give the answer.
No. You don't need to get the answer yet. No. We can do a part two.
Part two.
We could give her the answer. We could give her the answer off air. For sure. I hear you, Roderick. Roderick, you saying something?
I hear running to a track meet. I'm not too sure if it's done yet.
Oh, okay. No problem, buddy.
I was here telling you that you're leaving all of us in suspense, man.
Yes. No. You could get the answer off air too. You could be invited back too. But we got. Listen, the phone line is going crazy, and we run out of time, and we got to do a part two. There's so much we could talk about language and its history and origins and Beijing dialect. There's so much we could talk about. We have to do a part two, Ollie.
But we're gonna definitely let Mr. Tatum get into the sweet for days.
Oh yeah, for sure. I guess putting it out there in the atmosphere earlier. We want a part two next week. There's so much we could talk about, and he was absolutely awesome and getting messages. Bigger everyone that's calling in on VOB Country City phone lines going crazy. Take a call quick. Go ahead, Vaughn. Will we take this call quickly? Go ahead.
So here's my thing about the Swedish Summer Festival versus Sweet for Days. When it comes, the lady that called in, she said that Sweet for Days sounds more Beijing. So you said that it sounds more Beijing.
Yeah.
What I would really like to understand, not just from you, but from the general public, what does it mean when you say it sounds Beijing? Is it the foot that you're talking about?
Yes.
it's expressed. It's sweet for days. It's how it's expressed. I know when you say you just from a festival, you don't hear, it seems as though you want to be more standard. It seems as though you don't want...
International.
You're appealing more to the international language and not just the national language. But at any day, it's our culture, it's the culture. So when you're embracing our dialect,
within the culture, within Kwapova, so that when people come here, they come here to also embrace it, to also explore it. Because why would you want to leave where you are to come here and speak in a similar fashion? Why not, like, for example, with Jamaica, where you went, from what I understand, and from being in Jamaica as well, when you go to Jamaica, you at least leave or you hear a phrase all the time, Yaman. That kind of thing. But here, when you come here, you're not necessarily hearing it. When you come here, you should be hearing the slogan, you should be hearing what's going on, that kind of thing. We should be embracing it so that we can help others, the international tourists and whatnot.
Get a feel for our language.
Right, it's authentic to us. So, and I find tourists travel too far authenticity, if that's correct, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Thank you. They're not just coming for the sea, sun, and sand. Get me.
Okay, so the thing is about Beijing is that Beijing is so close to English in the first place that there are not many things that you can do. And this is a linguistics term, lexically, which basically means in terms of vocabulary, that you can do to make it sound Beijing. If you say sweet for days, which is really just sweet for days, but just that we cut off the foot because of something called language evolution, we normally tend to cut off our R's, sweet for days. Apart from that, it doesn't really sound that different from the sweetest summer festival, we didn't say the sweetest summer festival, we said the sweetest summer festival. So the premise there is still the same. The next thing, though, is that you spoke about the inflection. You was like, sweet for days, but then you said the sweetest summer festival. Why couldn't it be the sweetest summer festival or something where we do the inflection? Because apart from that, there's nothing really different, right? I like the what going on, and I understand what you're doing. And I appreciate what you're saying. But in my opinion, as I said, which is at the beginning, I don't think that one is more Beijing than the other.
Like at or D, because you're looking at the D.
Yeah, looking at D. The same way how we cut off our R's, we cut off the R sound in Beijing.
Uh-huh.
It's the same way that we pronounce, instead of pronouncing TH like you would in English, uh-huh, which is another funny thing that we can speak about in part two.
Yeah.
We tend to use the D sound instead. So it's still a Beijing pronunciation.
Nice.
Young lady, I hope you listening to part two.
Sure.
Make sure to call us back.
Yes, I hope you'll be tuning in for part two. We're gonna do part two next week. It's been wonderful. I wanna thank you.
Next week the same time?
We start at 6:30. And thank you so much, ma'am, for your very interesting questions and contributions.
Man, absolutely.
You are welcome.
Have a beautiful evening, ma'am.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Vaughn, yes, can we do a part two, bro?
Of course.
We're talking about, go ahead, Ollie.
You're talking behind the scenes.
I just wanted to mention good evening to Mrs. Esther Strawn, who called in and said she's thoroughly enjoying the program, Sluggy, and she's looking forward to a part two. And also Mr. Blendman, who sends a message to you, Vaughn, from strength to strength. He said you'll know what he's talking about.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Nice. And someone also messaging bigger Caroline, calling her name. When people refer to something broken, they refer to some that has been corrupted. When we say that we speak broken English or French, we are suggesting that something is wrong with the speaker. The way Barbadian speak was due to the need for communication. Beijing dialect is a perfect language itself and is not English. It is a language that can stand alone as it is effective. And the one key point she puts here is a language that can stand alone as it is effective. Can remember someone calling here and was chastising dialect and suggesting that we shouldn't speak dialect on air. And I've lost things in Barbados because I speak dialect. You understand? And if you chat like one time, it used to be on air a lot. You know what I mean? I know it's much less. I ain't know if it's because they speak dialect or what. Because for surely no way doing now is much more, much better than what it was doing before. So it could only attribute it to me refusing to speak anything other than dialect. You get me? That could only be the only reason, because he's doing much more good than it was doing now, for sure. He's a much better man now.
For me speaking Bajan.
Yeah, for me speaking Bajan. Yeah, sorry, right. For me speaking Bajan. It got you. For me speaking Bajan, because he's a much better man now than it was. He's doing much more good now. He's much less evil, for sure. He's much nicer, kinder, softer. And he's doing much more work with young people. So it could only be that he's speaking Bajan.
Well, I could just put it to you this way, Sluggy. For me, it's similar to, you know, dialect. You're talking about language. You're talking about hearing, one of our senses.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back now to our eyes and what we see.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many sayings that we've been taught over the years. Some of them are absolutely incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
But we were taught one says you shouldn't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
So if the language is effective and you can at least understand it, listen to the messages of what's being said. Not necessarily how it's being said.
That will help. That way, they seek to change the conversations that we have in between our communities, and I try my best to make sure we bring on experts, but make sure that my experts are always as young as possible, so that I could guarantee, well, people like Vaughn and people like Roderick, them could put in 40 years.
And the thing is, Sluggy, we're here looking at these young men on Zoom, and we can see them. But the listeners can't see them, and I just want to stress to the listeners, these are young adults. These are very young and very, very mature young adults, and we really should be very, very proud of them.
Yeah, so that would be so impressive. Go ahead, Vaughn.
I am youngish.
Yeah, but
you don't have any gray hair, sorry, as you can see.
But Vaughn, you near 40?
Yeah.
Huh?
Just now.
Well, you're near 40.
Still a few years.
Yeah, you still look like 20 enough.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Yeah,
so Barbados, make sure you stay tuned.
Roger look like about 22, 23.
Give or take.
Well, good. See, young man, me at turn 40 this year. You know what I mean? When it's young man, people just call me young. You know what I mean? Like Gabby and all these young, all these our stars, all the man. Sluggy, he's a young man, he's a little man. I'm one of far younger than I am. So when I gotta be young for real. But we just say that we ain't even focusing on the age. We are just so amazed. We are not amazed at how brilliant you are, your age. We just want Barbados to know that these are young men that charting these discussions, that seeking out these solutions and seeking to improve the fabric of Barbados and what it means to be a young man in the communities of Barbados. So we just mentioning the age for that fact. I'm not surprised at how brilliant you are young, because me myself, I felt that it was great when I was young and ready. Just that, you know, we had this thing in Barbados, man, wait your turn. You understand? But I just want to see how phenomenal you guys are, and thank you so much for coming on. This is not even a goodbye, because we're going to do a part two, and he just mentioned some things which we can talk about as well. Vaughn, you were absolutely amazing today, and I want to wish you all the success. You have two books, you know, we can talk about them as well in part two. You are a PhD candidate. We will discuss that in part two. You are an educator as well. We can discuss all of that in part two. Sir, you were absolutely brilliant today, which you can tell from the calls. The people only call into view if they are interested. So thanks again for a brilliant show. And we are not saying goodbye, Ollie, because we are doing a part two.
100 so million good. Percent.
In the goodbyes then. Thanks very much. This is Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, your boy Sluggy. And we are coming on the road with all of this greatness. 840-3711. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, the road show. NTI.org.bb. This is your boy Sluggy Dan and my brother Ollie. Two great guests. And I'm out.
Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme is brought to you with the kind compliments of the NTI.
By now, every Bajan should understand that our unique Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme is not just for fun and a good time. Bajan creativity is becoming a major industry. So if you have the talent and the skill and the creativity already, developing the business savvy is just a few clicks away. Log on to training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb and check out the free course called Creativity and